You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. A Syracuse University alumnus and U.S. Navy veteran is donating $20 million to support the construction of the National Veterans Resource Center on campus. WAER's Scott Willis reports site preparation is underway on the $62.5 million project.
The gift from Life Trustee Daniel Daniello and his wife Gail is one of the largest in university history. The Veterans Resource Center will be the first of its kind in the country and will bring together SU's numerous veteran-connected programs under one roof. Vice Chancellor and Director of the Institute for Veterans and Military Families, Mike Haney, says Daniello seems to understand that what SU is trying to do now is similar to what it did more than 70 years ago for World War II veterans.
That generation of veterans really transformed Syracuse University into the institution that we know today, and I think Dan also recognizes that history and recognizes that we have an opportunity to make ourselves better again by opening our doors to this generation of veterans.
Haney says Daniello attributes his success as an entrepreneur to his time at SU.
He came here and found people that pulled him up and set him on a path to success. And he sees this gift as an opportunity for that same outcome to be realized by many, many other young men and women that are like Dan and that they come here looking to change the trajectory of their lives.
And Haney says that's just what the IVMF has done for thousands of veterans through its Onward to Opportunity career transition program, which starts with skills and vocational training.
With a partnership of right now about 200 private sector employers, we create a bridge from those educational programs to employment opportunities. Already about, from that program alone, just over 8,000 transitioning military members have been placed into civilian employment.
He says the new resource center will allow them to expand the program. Haney hopes to cut the ribbon in spring of 2020. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.